So, do any of you, when you came in, smell some bread? Well, I brought my bread maker into church this morning. So, do many of you feel just a bit hungry, maybe, at this point, smelling that bread? I know I do, a little bit. It's an amazing thing on what smells can trigger. I remember as a kid being so full from a meal and then going to Grandma's house. Grandma, who baked like 16 loaves of bread every week, and constantly coming into her house, and then it didn't matter if I ate a big meal or not. I was immediately hungry after smelling that sweet and wheaty aroma of bread. You know, I was surprised actually to look up the definition of hunger in the dictionary. It's four different things. Hunger can mean, according to Merriam-Webster, the craving or urgent need for food or a specific nutrient, an uneasy sensation occasioned by the lack of food, a weakened condition brought about by prolonged lack of food, or finally, a strong craving for something. And it gave the example, a hunger for success. Now, all of these definitions, I think, describe hunger in a way. But the feeling that I have right now with this bread baking isn't really described in any of these statements. You know, because I'm not craving this bread because I have an urgent lack of food. I did eat breakfast. I'm not craving this bread because I have a nutrient or a weakened condition from not eating food, though I did help to paint the parsonage, and I'm a little bit sore after that yesterday. Or I'm not interested in eating a food that's going to up my status or success. This hunger is a little bit different. It's kind of hard to describe. You know, I probably would not be hungry or nearly as hungry right now if it were not for that smell. That smell does something to you. You know, what kind of hunger does it create in you? If I asked you to describe the hunger you are feeling right now, what would you say? One little theory that I have, and it's just a little theory, but one theory I have is that we have so much trouble describing this type of hunger, perhaps, that we're feeling right now, because it's on the mostly whole positive, unlike those dictionary definitions. We're gathered here together, hopefully in a safe space with family and friends. You're guessing, hopefully, that I didn't go all to the trouble of getting here at 7:30 in the morning to get that bread maker started, that I wouldn't give you a piece of bread maybe later. So we sit back and maybe even almost enjoy that feeling of hunger. It's a different kind of hunger. Certainly Jesus was describing a different kind of hunger in our gospel text today. A different kind than what his disciples thought. Jesus almost seems kind of in the zone. You know, like he's given to the Joanna jar. He's just doing his thing. He's healing people. He's going around. He's there with people. It even says when the crowds found out that Jesus and his disciples withdrew to Bethsaida, they followed him and he welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed to be cured. He was doing his mission thing. And then it's almost like the disciples interrupt him. They say, you know, that's great. Jesus, you know, that's great, reaching out to people, healing, awesome, but it's closing time. Come back again tomorrow at 9 a.m. and we'll just resume our healing then. Jesus' response to their interruption, I think, is a crucial moment in this text when we learn a little bit more about the hunger that Jesus is talking about. You give them something to eat. This is not a hunger that goes away at closing time, but empowers us to do things we never thought possible. You give them something to eat. You know, that saying, I think, is reverberating all over the world right now. As we are struggling with what is expected to be one of the largest immigrant migrations in human history right now. Immigrant migration coming from wars in the Middle East and in Africa. And many are saying right now similar things. Send the crowd away so that they may go into the surrounding villages and countryside to lodge and get provisions, for we are here and have nothing to eat. Sound familiar, doesn't it? But Jesus empowers the disciples to turn this logic upside down. 5 loaves and 2 fish don't seem like enough. And yet it's more than enough. Jesus' words and actions show us a hunger that is driven not by fear of scarcity, but by a love that celebrates abundance and shares it with others. We hunger to feed the world because we know our 5 loaves and 2 fish are more than enough. All ate and were filled, says the last verse. What was left over was gathered up, 12 baskets of broken pieces. For it is an acting on this different kind of hunger to feed others that we then are able to pick up the pieces, to make ourselves, other people, and creation whole once again. And if you ask me, this is what stewardship in the end is all about. A hunger for celebrating abundance and picking up the broken pieces. And there is no better example, mind you, of this kind of stewardship than our work with Family Promise. There's a representative from Family Promise here with us, worshiping with us today, who will speak in just a little bit. While volunteering as evening host, I got the pleasure to sit around the table with these families and eat a meal prepared by Kathy Rogers. Now, Kathy isn't here today, but we know the incredible meals that she prepares. And so I sat around the table and looked at each face as they were eating this incredible meal and saw in their faces incredible expressions. Expressions of relief, of joy, of excitement, of contentment. Even though these families still have to wrestle with many hard things. Drug and alcohol abuse, unemployment, family tension, raising kids. For that moment, when they were eating that meal prepared by Kathy, they were whole once again. Broken pieces were gathered up. Why or how do you feed the world? That question that's on that wall back there. You know, our Savior's is already driven by this type of hunger. and already picks up many broken pieces. But sometimes, you know, I don't think we realize how much abundance our church does have, or how much we are feeding and making a difference in this world. That's what the next 3 Sundays are going to be about. And I invite you to join with us, to go deeper, and hopefully discover more about who we are and how we give. Write things on that wall. Go to the stewardship roundtables. Question and discern over those pledge cards. Think of this stewardship campaign then as the smell of bread. It is an opportunity to be hungry. It's an opportunity to celebrate and participate. It's an opportunity to be more empowered to pick up the broken pieces than ever before. It's an opportunity to give. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.